Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
So just back on the judgmental thing about PJ and Stephanie, somebody says here, unfortunately, people definitely judge mixed friendships. Such a pity. I think many friendships fizzle away because of it. Let's use them as a shining example of how it can work. They're lucky to have each other. That's from Mel. I think mixed friendships, she means like mixed gender. Gender friendships. By the way, a few listeners were worried that Stephanie was being slightly dismissive of PJ's diagnosis. And look, she absolutely was not. For clarity, Stephanie got her own diagnosis of autism a few years ago, and she encouraged PJ to get his diagnosis for ADHD to benefit his life. And I think it did really benefit his life to get to know that. Okay, so we move on. Today in the Irish Times, Niamh Brown actually is writing from Zakynthos Zante, where, you know, the poor Leaving Cert holiday thing is going on at the moment. So she's talking to kids and she's talking to parents, and it's really good piece. But there's one kid saying she got a notification from Family 360. So this seems to be a tracking app where you can track your family, saying it had been checked 150 times in the last 3 days, said a girl from South Dublin who was hoping to study medicine. They also say in this, and I had heard about this happening, that some parents are even resorting to following their children out to the locations and staying within, quotes, emergency distance. So there's one mother quoted here who's flying to Santa Ponsa in Mallorca. She said, "We're very aware of tragedies that have occurred over the last number of years. We believe it's important to be able to support if something terrible or tragic happened." Another, the same woman, "It's her second year going on the Leaving Cert holiday. They went with their son last year. Last year we stayed approximately 30 minutes away. Well, this year we'll be an hour and a half away, as our Leaving Cert student this year is," she says, "less of a risk." One of the kids finishes up the piece by saying to parents, "Trust them, relax, they deserve to have a holiday, they deserve freedom." That's the wisdom of an 18-year-old there. So, we have a look now at this this trend for tracking. So, like, definitely a lot of parents this year, particularly anyway, I was hearing about it, let their kids go on the Leaving Cert holidays on condition that the kids allow the parents to track their location during the holidays. So what are the rights and wrongs of tracking technology? I'm joined now by cyber psychology lecturer at IADT and co-host of the In Bits podcast, Dr. Nicola Fox-Hamilton. Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning.
So, first off, in case anyone is unfamiliar with what digital tracking looks like and how it happens, briefly describe how it works. It's essentially location sharing.
It essentially is, yeah. You can do it voluntarily, you know, share your location with friends for a period of time. You can do it non-voluntarily, where someone has an app on your phone that they can track you with, or Find My Phone, where you don't realise it's turned on. And then there's things like AirTags, where you can put something in somebody's luggage or car where you can track people. So there's a few different ways you can do it. But essentially, it's watching where their location is at any given time.
And in general, do you think parents tracking their children's location is a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it really depends. I think there's no straight yes or no answer to that. It depends what age your kid is, what stage of development they are at, how trustworthy they are, and what your relationship with them is like. So for younger kids, it's a safety issue. Like, that's primarily why parents are doing it. I think that's fine once they know that you're tracking them and there's some kind of dialogue about it there. I think when you're doing it without letting your kids know, that there's a breach of trust there. So, you know, younger kids have always been tracked to a degree. The old-fashioned ways were to tell them where they were supposed to be at a given time, to talk to them about where they were going, who they were going to be with, talk to other people's parents. But there was still a little bit of degree of freedom there. They'd leave school at 3:30, get home at 4:00. And in between, you didn't know exactly where they were, but you knew roughly where they were. Now you can look at every single step they take. So there needs to be some conversation about the fact that you're doing that and they know you're doing that.
So what age should you start phasing out that kind of ongoing monitoring at?
It's really a dialogue between the parent and child. So parents are always monitoring kids. Having more information about what your kid or your teen is doing, where they are, who they're with, their behaviours, is generally perceived as good. They tend to get into less trouble. There's less substance abuse if you have more information, but it depends how you get that information. So if your child self-discloses information, so if they say, "I would like you to track me for safety reasons," absolutely fine. That's actually really positive. That tends to be very good for their self-efficacy, for their adjustment and so on. if you're doing it without their knowledge or you're doing it against their will, they tend to perceive that as too much, a violation of their privacy. They don't like it. And then, as kids do, they find ways around it. They'll leave their phone somewhere. They'll turn it off. So that open conversation between parents and kids is the most important thing.
So what about then if there's a degree of bargaining, right? So say, take the example of the Leaving Cert holidays. Okay, so the parent says, you can go, but I'm going to track you. Child says, I don't want you to track me. And the parent says, well, look, I wouldn't let you do this, but I will let you because of the tracking.
Mm.
And you get the money and you get the permission that you wouldn't get otherwise. That's okay, isn't it? Reasonable compromise.
It is and it isn't.
Not loving it, no?
I'm not loving it. Kids have gone on holidays when they were 18 and older for a very long time. I went to London for 4 months. I went to Oxford for 4 months. My parents didn't know where I was at any given time. We had occasional phone calls. I was fine.
Did you survive?
We survived, obviously.
We're all still here.
You know, your 18-year-old is an adult now. And of course, you're worried about them. You want to be careful about them. Now, it does depend on your individual kid. Some kids are going to want you to track them because they're also a little bit worried about their own safety. That's absolutely fine. But for the kids who don't, who feel like it's a violation, it's really a breach of trust. And that actually erodes the relationship you have with them. So you want to be really careful. I would rather that your child feels free to come and talk to you if something bad happens than if they feel like you're on top of them.
But if the child's agreeable to the tracking out in
if they're agreeable to it,
it's
fine.
Or whatever. Yeah.
That's generally a sign
even
that there's quite a good
element of coercion there, but they wouldn't be able to go otherwise. Negotiation, let's call it that. That's funny about that kid checking how often she'd been checked in on it was 150
there
times.
Some,
like, there are parents listening now, right, who have a child in that their location tracking in Greece or Portugal. So say 2 a.m. tonight, they'll still be lying awake, which we know they will. One of them will anyway, more than likely the mother. And they see, oh, they're not back in the hotel yet or whatever. They're going to think, I'll just send a little text there. Maybe just a little text wouldn't do any harm. Would you resist that temptation?
I would absolutely resist that temptation. So there's some evidence. There's actually very little research on this, but what evidence we do have shows that parents who are more likely to do this, and particularly the ones who monitor it and get in touch when they see something that they don't like, are viewed by the kids as helicopter parents. They're not supporting their child's autonomy to go out into the world, be independent, make mistakes. We all have to learn from our mistakes.
So
I would absolutely resist that. You don't know what's going on.
I think if they feel surveilled, then they'll try and start finding ways of gaming the system.
I would rather they have their phone with them than leave it at home so that you can't see what they're doing. Because, you know, your phone is something you have in terms of safety. So,
what about location sharing within couples? Like, I know some couples do it, but it would also seem like in certain cases, like a kind of a real recipe for coercive control, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Again, it's a complete spectrum from happily sharing information because you want to know when your partner's on their way home so you can put dinner on, to complete coercive control where you can see where somebody is at any given moment and you're keeping an eye on them to make sure they're not going where they're not supposed to be going or somewhere you don't know so you can question them about it. So it really depends on how it's being used. There's some evidence that for people who are more jealous, that it actually decreases relationship satisfaction because they've got this extra information without context. You don't know what's going on. You don't know where somebody's going or why. And it can actually degrade a relationship and degrade trust. But if you're very secure in your relationship, it tends not to make any difference.
But even if it's in a completely healthy situation, is it kind of eroding boundaries within relationships as well?
Not necessarily, because if you're in a completely healthy relationship, you're very satisfied with it, you're not going to be tracking your partner all the time. It's literally just going to be, oh, I wonder, are they close to home or are they stuck in traffic? It's not going to be anything more sinister than that. But if you do find that you're tracking where your partner is on a night out or something like that, that's more problematic. That's not really healthy for a relationship at all.
Okay, so you alluded at the beginning to sometimes friends will share locations like temporarily in order to facilitate meeting up and nights out and stuff. Teenage girls anyway, particularly these days, all seem to know at all times where everybody in their friend group and broader friend group is. And you wonder about it sometimes, like, what do you think of that?
Again, it kind of depends how they're using it. So you can imagine how it could be used negatively in a bullying situation or where someone's very insecure in their friendship and they're wondering where
excluded,
somebody is.
Like if they see a gathering of three in a particular location
and they're not
or
there.
Whatever.
Yeah. But on the other hand, for safety, a lot of girls really like it because they know that where their friends are, they know their friends know where they are or can find them. And particularly on a night out for meeting up or going home, they'll keep an eye on each other. And I think that's absolutely fine.
It's so crazy. Really, it comes down to, like all technology, the tech is neutral.
Yes.
It is what we do, how we use it and exactly. what we use it for. OK, that's very interesting. Nicola Fox Hamilton, thank you very much. We'll take a break.